At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio. This is Up on Game.
Caught by Hushmanzada for the touchdown.
This is the show for you.
Lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown. And it's intercepted. LeVar Arrington.
With LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plaxico Burress.
TJ, I love the way you break the game down. LA, man, you were drafted by my squad, number 2 overall, 99. And Plax, man, you were a 757 product. And everybody knew who Plax was growing up around here, man.
Three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. Live from the TireRack.com studios of Fox Sports Radio. With the guys out, here he is, Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Happy Saturday to everybody. Happy to be back. Man, I took the week off. I tell you what, I feel rejuvenated. I feel energized. I feel fine. Like my man Coach Prime says, if you feel good, you dress good, you play good, they pay good. And yep, we're going to pay y'all today. We got a lot to get to. Are you excited? The madness, man. The madness has come upon us, as you heard in the intro. TJ and Plexico are off. That's all right. You can shoot them a message. Go on the X and hit at Hoosh84 at Plexico Burris and let them know you're thinking of them. All right. You can also hit Fox up at Fox Sports Radio. You can listen live on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR or Fox Sports Radio. You could also search Up on Game and Up on Game Presents to get all of that dope content. That's right. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. As I mentioned, we got a lot to get to, and it's full of madness. That's March Madness. It's winding down. Two teams have punched their tickets into the championship round. Two more will do it today. And while TJ and Plex are off, in order for us to really, really get into what took place in the games last night, let's bring in my man Cuffs the Legend. We're going to do this with Cuffs today. Let's do it.
Now, it's time to check in with Cuffs the Legend from Some Dude Show podcast on Up on Game Presents. Cuffs is giving you his spicy takes on what's going down.
Hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
And now, here's Cuffs the Legend.
It's go time. Cuffs the
Legend. That's right. When you hear that music and you hear that imaging, The next voice you're going to hear after mine is that one of Cuffs, the legend of the Some Dude Show. Cuffs, appreciate you coming in. Got to bring my expert on for us to be able to discuss what we're watching and what we're witnessing. How you feeling, first and foremost?
Man, I'm feeling great, LeVar. My adrenaline is still pumping from last night's performance from Caitlin Clark, man. I was watching that game, okay, and I was in my living room jumping up and down. My face, I was 2 inches from the TV screen. Like, it was amazing. Like, it was amazing. I haven't seen a player, like, galvanize her whole team like this. Like, she's coming from Iowa doing this. And it's just absolutely amazing. Like, I can't wait until the national championship game. South Carolina, Dawn Staley. You know, she's starting to, like, really put South Carolina on the map now. I can't wait to the championship game, man.
Now, we're going to talk about in detail the matchup of the title game, Iowa versus USC, the USC in Carolina, not the USC in California. But before we get to that, let's talk about this Iowa game versus UConn. Cuffs, now, I watched the same game you watched. I felt like a UConn team that has not looked, they did not look like, and people would admit this, it did not look like a historical dominant UConn team. It looked like a well-coached team that was an overachieving team. But going into this game, I got to say, I think they had the winning game plan going against Iowa in this game, which was, to me, pressure Caitlin Clark. Make sure that it's someone else, and it was someone else that was able to have great success against UConn. But nonetheless, pressure her, make her work for everything that she does. Go ahead. Did you hear me? Did we lose him? Okay, there. So to me, I think that by the time we get to the fourth quarter, they forced Caitlin off to a very slow start. She couldn't make any threes. Too much pressure, not a whole lot of room. But then you get to the fourth quarter, and my observations of Caitlin Clark was she was too tired to run around. She was too tired to move around. And in some of the biggest moments of the game, she didn't have enough energy to pop open and pop free. And it seemed as though she was, you know, giving the ball up in order to give it to somebody who may have had a little bit more in them to try to get them through this game. But UConn had the right idea, and then we'll get to the bad call, or was it a bad call, in a second. But what was your take? Like, I feel like that was what UConn came out to do and actually could have possibly clipped the wings of the Hawkeyes if that foul doesn't get called in the end.
Yeah, Gino Auriemma, he had a masterful game plan last night. As you saw, they were face guarding her for 94 feet, and that was really his game plan, was to tire her out, to take her into that deep water in the fourth quarter. They were denying her. But Iowa's head coach, she did a great job in the second half. She made some real good adjustments at halftime because they were face guarding her. So if you notice in that second half, Caitlin was playing off the ball a lot more, and it was allowing her to free up, you know, get free and pop out, and she got some shots off. It was a legendary performance, though. Like I cannot wait to see this matchup with South Carolina, because South Carolina they have pretty much essentially two starting fives. You know, they have their starting five, which we know Cordova, she's a beast, she's 6'7". They have size, so when it's going to be a chess game, because last night we saw two contrasting styles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like UConn is missing five of their top rotational players, so that's why they kind of look like, they don't look like the old UConn of old, because they are missing some of their rotation pieces. So it's actually amazing that Gino even got them to this point. Like, mm-hmm. to get them to this point is one of his best coaching jobs, in my opinion, because he's always had a stacked team. So for him to get this far, his 23rd Final Four appearance, like, it don't even sound real to say that out loud.
It's crazy.
Like, 23 Final Fours, mm-hmm. and not only winning, you know, like 11 national championships, he's went undefeated in 6 of those national championships. So hats off to Gino. I call him GOAT Auriemma, because he is the quintessential college basketball coach. Like, what kid wouldn't want to send their daughter to UConn to play? But Caitlin Clark, like, the thing that impresses me the most about her is not just her scoring prowess. Like, she really, she has like a Steve Nash, Jason Kidd type court vision. And as you saw last night, Hannah Stuckey,
yep,
number 45, the center for Iowa,
yep,
she made herself a lot of money last night. And it's really due to Caitlin Clark's court vision, because she was finding her teammates. And that's what I love about Caitlin, is she trusts her teammates. We've seen a lot of – we've seen the Jimmer Fredettes before that, mm-hmm, you know, with BYU back in the day, where they, you know, score the average 30-plus in college. But we never really saw them get their teammates involved. But last night we saw on the biggest stage, in the biggest moment, like, Caitlin was doing it all. Like, she had the points, assists. I think she ended with 21 points.
She had nine rebounds.
She had nine rebounds. Exactly.
She gets a lot of rebounds.
A lot of rebounds. She does a lot of little things. Like, and like I said, with her coach for Iowa, if you notice in the second half, they use Caitlin as a screener to free her up, kind of like how Golden State does with Steph Curry, where, mm-hmm, he's the screener. You know, he does a lot of slip screens and he pops open. But, man, it was a great performance by her overall. But we got to give some love to Hannah Stuckey, Gabby Marshall. Mm-hmm. You know, she was good on that last
Kate
position.
Martin.
Kate Martin has been.
She got hit in the nose, got thumped in the face, came on back out, kept on going.
Yeah, I was telling my family last night when we was watching the game with my daughters and my family, I was like, yo, like, these other girls, they are in the spotlight as well, and they're going to have some legendary stories, because everybody's not going to go to the WNBA like Caitlin from, mm-hmm, Iowa. Mm-hmm. But, like, these girls on her team, man, they are going to have so many campfire stories when they're older, that they played with who I consider one of the top two college women's players ever.
Mm. Now, I'll say this. There were a lot of guys, LeBron, Larry Fitzgerald. People were chiming in on the foul, the moving pick, and that effectively kind of ended the game. There was one more opportunity. People may blow over this or breeze over that UConn actually had the opportunity to get a rebound when they fouled Caitlin. She gave them a chance. She made one. She missed one. They did not get the rebound, and they had a timeout left. So they actually did have another opportunity at it had they gotten the rebound. But with that being said, you have 10, I believe it was 10 seconds left on the clock. You get a timeout. You come out of the timeout. It's a scripted play, obviously, to make that call. Now, in real time, it did not look like a bad call. Like, she did move. She did lean in, and by the rule of that foul, she did break the rule. But in that moment, Cuffs, you can't make that call. You can't. It was not egregious enough where you make that call, especially in a game where there were a lot of things that were let go, a lot of plays or calls that could have been made that weren't made. And knowing that this Iowa team has so much on them, so much being stated about them, you can't make a call that could diminish what this team has represented in terms of what their run is right now.
Yeah, it was a bummer for us basketball fans, because, like I said, I was standing up in front of the TV. I was hyped. But to make that call, you're right. A lot of people have issues with the call, but it really was an illegal screen. She did the electric slide.
She did. It was a call.
Yeah, it's like, I know it's tough being a ref. A lot of refs get a lot of flack sometimes, but like that, in that magnitude, in that moment, like, I did want to see, like, maybe a buzzer beater. We was all standing up. We want to see the theatrics. We want to see the cinema. We want to see Paige Beckers take that last shot. We want to see it. Make or miss, we still want to see great players, you know, in that moment. Can they make the big shot? It was nerve-wracking, to be honest. I was stressed out, because I never saw myself rooting for Iowa basketball. That's the funny part of this. Like, that's why I say Caitlin is the GOAT, because UConn has perennial All-Americans every year. Tennessee, mm-hmm, back in the day, Candace Parker, perennial All-American.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it now with South Carolina, perennial All-Americans every year. This girl took the Iowa Hawkeyes to back-to-back Final Fours. But that was a very questionable call. I know that referee did not sleep well last night. Mm-hmm. He couldn't have slept well, because you saw the Twitterverse last night. Everybody had real strong opinions about that call, but I will say it was an illegal screen. It was. So the fact that she stuck her foot out and the elbow.
Is yes, hitting. Yes, she
and
did.
And Gabby Marshall, she sold it. You got to admit, she sold it.
She sold it.
She sold it. But I did want to see the theatrics. I did want to see the drama at the end. And it was a letdown not to see that final shot go up, because I know Paige Beckers.
She can shoot.
She can shoot it.
If there was one person who was going to make the shot, which they were in position to cover it, Cuffs. They were in position to cover it. The defense was in position. But this is the Final Four. This is March Madness. You can't call that foul. Whether it's right or not, you can't call that foul. But you called it.
It reminds me, LeVar, it reminds me of the Miami Hurricanes, Ohio State. I think it was the Rose Bowl, that pass interference call. Like stuff like that where it's like, we would just want to see the players decide.
You want to see the players decide it. You want to see the players
decide. You want to see the players decide it, because they did fight. Both teams were fighting and scrapping. Iowa was down in the first half, and it was looking pretty grim in the first half, to be honest. Like, UConn had it rolling. Aaliyah Edwards, she was the one that committed that illegal screen, but Aaliyah Edwards was a beast last night as well. She's going to be a top five pick in the WNBA draft coming up in a couple of days. But if you go back and look at that replay, Gino Auriemma, it's called like a crackback play, similar to football. But that play was really designed for her to get that. It was more like a pick and roll where she was going to throw that pocket pass right there. If you watch, because Hannah Stokey was kind of sagging in the paint, so Aaliyah Edwards would have got that pocket pass right there, right at the free throw line, where she could take that mid range that she's really good at, or she could have got to the rim, but. I think she should have slipped that screen, that ball screen. If she would have slipped that screen, we would have never had that foul call. You know, if she would have slipped that screen, she would have been wide open. But like they say, man, we crying over spilled milk now.
Spilled milk. So it's like, ain't no reason to cry about it. But they got a juggernaut that they're going to have to deal with. That's Cuffs the Legend. I'm LeVar Arrington. This is Up on Game. Can Iowa win? Let's have that conversation. And it is the Final Four. Yeah, the men are playing today. Go figure. North Carolina State, what a year they're having in basketball. We're going to talk about that, all that and more on Up on Game. We'll take a quick break, and then we will be right back.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back into Up On Game. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. I'm LeVar Arrington. I got my man Cuffs the Legend with me. We're talking NCAA basketball. We'll get to the men's previews of the Final Four that will take place later on today as well. One thing before we start talking about this March Madness, continuing the conversation, if you want to improve your health routines out there, which I want you to, you know what I mean, then you need to start with Silk. All right. Did you know that Silk almond milk has 50% more calcium than dairy milk? It's a great source of vitamin C. Not just good. It's a great source of vitamin A. Vitamin A, D, and E. And we all know that E stands for good. You want to learn more about Silk products? Go to silk.com. All right. Now, I got to say, Cuffs, this game that's coming up with the women in the championship round. This is a rematch, but not a rematch of the championship game where we saw Angel Reese put the ring me up in Shorty Girl's face and all that stuff. No, it took Caitlin Clark and Iowa coming back and outlasting the Gamecocks last year to get this victory. Now, this year they're undefeated. Dawn Staley has done a masterful job. The Gamecocks are undefeated and come into this game with, as you mentioned, their bigs are crazy. The length that this team has, everyone has raved about how well they use their length and how deep they are on their bench, seemingly a juggernaut that can't be derailed. This Iowa team beats an undermanned team, kind of undersized, really, and UConn to get in. But last year, one of the large takeaways I think a lot of people took away from last year is that the game plan against South Carolina was amazing in the sense that they dared them to beat them from the perimeter and really, really tried to take that length that they had last year as well. They had the size advantage last year as well, and they took it away by stacking the paint, by not giving them too much space on the inside, and said, listen, if you're going to win this game, then you're going to have to win it on the outside. Now, with that being said, I do think that this year's team for Dawn Staley's Gamecocks actually can get it. They showed it in yesterday's game. They can hit from the outside as well as from the inside. What's your take on this game, and can this game be won by Iowa? Do they have enough left in the tank? Do they have enough to be able to beat this South Carolina Gamecocks team?
I will say South Carolina should be an overwhelming favorite because of their depth. They have so much. They're a very deep team. Like I said, they have essentially two starting fives. Like Fuwali, the backup point guard, she's one of the top, high school players coming in. She comes off the bench, and she's amazing. Like you said, Cordoza is 6'7". They run a lot of high-low action with their bigs, which is pretty unstoppable, as you saw last night against NC State. Mm-hmm. But I'll say the difference in this game this year with Iowa and South Carolina is there's no Aaliyah Boston. South Carolina is great. They have depth, but they don't have a superstar this year. Mm-hmm. It's a team effort. It's a collective effort. So I think it's going to be very, very tough. It's going to be an uphill battle for Caitlin because last night, like you said, UConn was able to play the box and one on her, face guard her, and they were pretty much, what, like six deep, seven deep? They didn't really have much depth. So I think, you know, it's going to be a tough game because she's tired. These are human beings. It's not a video game. I try to explain that all the time to basketball players.
Like, she's tired, bro. She was tired in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, yep. Those legs are heavy. She was, you know, her lungs are on fire. So she's going to get her recovery in, but she's playing pretty much the whole game. Caitlin is out there pretty much playing 38 to 40 minutes. She barely gets a chance to come out of the game. So Dawn Staley, she was a point guard. You know, she understands that position. So she knows how to guard that position just as much as playing that position. So I know Dawn is going to come with a similar game plan as Gina Auriemma did with the face guarding. And South Carolina has even better athletes and better athleticism than even UConn had last night. So Caitlin's going to have one of those, as I call it, like a Teen Wolf performance. She's going to have to go into full Teen Wolf mode tomorrow because she didn't really shoot it well last night. She was like 3 for 11 from three. She's going to have to get back to like she did against in the Elite Eight round against LSU where she was 9 for 20 from three. She's going to have to bump that up to at least 40% from deep because they're not going to allow her to get downhill. I see them face guarding her, which pretty much is a boxing one. It's what UConn did last night. They played gap help defense. So the one girl was guarding her full court, but everybody else is just sitting back pretty much like in a cover two in football. They're just sitting back. They're playing gap defense, and it's a great game plan. So Dawn Staley should come out there tomorrow with that same game plan. But, man, it's going to come down to the others. Like Shaq and those guys always say, the others are going to win you a championship. So it's going to come down to Kate Martin once again, Gabby Marshall, Hannah Stolke. They're going to have to – one, at least two of those players going to have at least double figures for Iowa to even have a chance tomorrow, I feel like.
I don't think they have a real chance, and it led me to the thought process of what does this mean for Caitlin Clark's legacy in terms of being a great – ever, like, calling her the GOAT and not having a championship. Is it feasible? And that's my biggest kind of what I'm wrestling with. If they don't win, because it is truly a team game. When I look at her greatness should not be diminished by the fact that she wasn't able to get a championship within a team sport. Because at the end of the day, it took them as a team, as we mentioned in the last segment, it took the team to be able to win that game yesterday. I just don't know that she has enough. There's just not enough in the tank. Like, there's not enough of a rest period for this turnaround time going into this game. I don't think we're going to get the best Caitlin Clark that we would expect in the biggest game of probably her career against this team. And with it being said, Cuffs, Dawn Staley has been able to use her bench masterfully. And by using it that way, they're going to be a lot more fresher than what I and put this on all of Iowa. There's because Kate played like 39, 38 minutes as well. Their best players have had to put in a ton of minutes. If I'm Dawn Staley, I know I'm sitting there looking back and I'm licking my chops and I'm saying we're going to work them to death. So I feel like if Iowa is going to have a chance and an opportunity to get this game, they're going to have to get out to a really, really fast start and try to build up a really, really big lead and try to ride it out. Like, see if you can ride it out. Because I think if it's a close game, just like what happened yesterday, if it's a close game, they're going to reel them in and they're going to chew them up and they're going to spit them out and it's going to be another championship for USC. That's how I see it. That's how I look at it. I don't know. We'll see how it all plays out. But we're going to talk men's Final Four on the other side of this break. But, you know, we always got to take a break to talk about the juggernaut. Let the juggernaut talk about what's going on in sports. Let's get an update from our guy, Isaac Lowenkron. What you got, my guy?
All right, LeVar, we got big news in Major League Baseball today. The Cleveland Guardians announcing that their ace pitcher, Shane Bieber, needs season-ending Tommy John surgery. The Guardians said that Bieber experienced a recurrence of right elbow pain after his first two starts of the season and that imaging and evaluation then revealed a re-injury to his ulnar collateral ligament. What's crazy, he was pitching through that pain and discomfort. He won both of those starts. He did not allow a run in 12 innings, and he struck out 20. Now he needs season-ending Tommy John surgery. The Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2024 has officially been announced. It includes Vince Carter, Chauncey Billups, Michael Cooper, Doug Collins, Walter Davis, and Bo Ryan. On Friday night at the Women's Final Four, Iowa held off UConn 71-69. Caitlin Clark, 21 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 assists. Iowa will face South Carolina for the national championship tomorrow after they defeated NC State 78-59 to improve to 37-0. Men's Final Four tips off at 6:09 Eastern with Purdue and NC State, followed at 8:49 Eastern by the UConn men's team taking on Alabama. LeVar, all yours.
Appreciate it, Ilo's. Great update. And you know what, man? That Tommy John surgery stuff. Oof. I don't know about it. It sounds painful and sounds like it's hard to come back from. But I guess it's easier these days. So good luck to him on that surgery. We got Cuffs the Legend. This is Up on Game. Let's talk Final Four for men's basketball, Cuffs. Going into the games today, you got an interesting matchup of bigs. One is bigger than the other big, but the other big is kind of athletic and kind of like Big Baby, you know, when he was at LSU type of deal. The NC State Wolfpack, they have had an amazing run, both men and women's. But they now run into a Purdue Boilermaker team that is pretty hot. They're shooting very well, and Edie is dominating. Both defensively, he's making it very difficult, and offensively, he's proving very tough to defend. How do you see this one playing out as a preview of today's games?
Well, I'm rooting for NC State because I'm right here in the Triangle area. I'm right here in the RDU area. NC State is like literally 20 minutes from where I'm at right now. It is a frenzy right now in this area. You got Dreamville going on this weekend. So North Carolina sports, everything is going crazy in this state. But the reason why I want to see NC State pull this upset off and continue this magic carpet ride is because the 83 team, right? Remember the Valvano team, Lorenzo Charles. You know, Derek Wittenberg, Thurl Bailey, all those guys, right? Yep. That 83 championship team, LeVar, those guys are tired of doing the reunion tour. Because in North Carolina, it's a running joke where every – not just one time a year, they honor that team, and they deserve their flowers. But I know those guys are tired of doing the ceremony every year at NC State basketball games because they're still living in the past. Mm. That's my point. Yep. NC State basketball – anybody who knows the ACC knows what I'm saying right now. NC State basketball has always been like the black sheep of the family because the Duke, UNC, mm-hmm. they've been perennial powerhouses throughout the 90s, the 2000s, Coach K, Roy Williams, Dean Smith. So they've been hanging on to the glory. They've been hanging on to that 83 team. And this team right here, they really do have the same spirit of that 83 team. Being an 11 seed, you know, this team right here, man, just 3 weeks ago, going into the ACC tournament, they were calling for Kevin Keats' job, like the fan base was. The NC State fans were saying, look, we need a new change of scenery. We need a new coach. We need to change this up, right? Kevin Keats was really on that hot seat. And for him to go into that ACC tournament, win 5 games in 5 days, which we've never seen anybody do that. Like, it's can you imagine? Like, I've seen kids play AAU games 2 or 3 games in 1 day, but to play 5 games at a high level like that, you beat UNC, you beat Duke, you beat Virginia, you run the whole gauntlet to get to the NCAA tournament, and then you get disrespected by the committee. The ACC tournament champion was an 11 seed, so NC State has felt disrespected. Kevin Keats has felt disrespected. And what I love about this team is they have really rallied around Kevin Keats, like DJ Burns. These are like local kids from North Carolina and South Carolina. DJ Horn's a Raleigh kid. Like, these kids really, really love their coach. So I would love to see that for the state of North Carolina, for NC State's university. Like, we've seen the women's team make the Final Four as well. It's a great time to be a Wolfpack fan. And I think the game plan tonight with Zach Edey is kind of similar to how they played Caitlin Clark last night with UConn. Like, you want to let the others beat you. Like, you want to let the other role players on Purdue beat you, like Braden Smith, those other guys. Because we've seen Purdue, they do have some kinks in their armor. They lost a couple games in the Big Ten. And I will say, this NC State team, their momentum right now, they really believe. Like, they really believe they can do this. So that matchup right there with DJ Burns, he's given up like 7 inches. Like he said, no Diddy. He's given up seven inches to Zach Edey. He's given up 7 inches in the paint, but he's going to make Zach Edey work unlike any matchup he's faced in the Big Ten and in this tournament so far, because he looks like – I call him baby Zach Randolph.
Okay, baby Zach. Okay, he kind of looked like Zach Randolph too a little bit.
Yeah.
You think he's as good as Zach Randolph?
Bro, he's not as
good. Zach was a beast.
Bro, Zach was also 6'11", 6'10". You know,
yes, he was. Yes, he is.
DJ.
Right.
But they both, neither one of those guys can jump over a phone book. So it's like they play below the rim.
Right.
It's amazing to see a guy that's 6'9", that's playing below the rim. And
we got,
he's going to
– Go ahead.
He's gonna put that footwork on Zach Edey. He's going to – you're going to see a lot of –
because Zach Edey ain't the most flea of foot type of dude, man. If he could get the position, he's good. But he ain't the most flea of foot.
Nah. And I think they're going to put him in a lot of ball screen action today. You're going to see a lot of pick and roll. They're going to try to bring him out of the paint and really force him to move those puppies. But he's going to have to really defend today, because NC State's guards, that's going to be the key to the game, I think. NC State's guards, DJ Horn, you know, Morsell, O'Connell, those guys have been – tremendous this whole ACC tournament run and this NCAA tournament run. NC State is not getting enough credit. Their guard play has been phenomenal. And Muhammad Diarra, he's averaging double-figure rebounds. He's a long, wiry, you know, 6'10", 6'11", rebounder. He can give you a double-double as well. Middlebrooks has played well for NC State, the big man transfer from Clemson. So I'm looking forward to this matchup, being a North Carolinian. Like I said, my grandfather was a State fan, Tommy Burleson, David Thompson. Back in those days, my mother was a big NC State fan, so I'm partial to NC State.
Okay.
I think they can pull it off, but I will say, UConn and Alabama, that's going to be a mollywhopping.
Well, we're going to preview that one on the other side of this break, and I like that you did that, because we're going to get your prediction for this game with your Southern your NC Staters and obviously in that game with Purdue. We're going to get that prediction, and we're going to get what you're thinking of the UConn Alabama game, because I think it's an uphill battle for Alabama. UConn is looking strong, but we're going to get that. We're going to get your take on that, and we're going to get to the end of, well, I hate to say it, the hour with Cuffs the Legend, but he has crushed it for an entire hour. Stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. UConn, Alabama, expert pick on the other side of break. This is Up On Game, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in. It's Up On Game.
Yep, we're live from the Tyrac.com studios. It's LeVar Arrington. I'm here alongside my guy, Cuffs the Legend. What a crazy hour he's giving us. All right, shortly after the show, if you want to hear everything that he had to say, if you missed anything, make sure you check out the podcast. It'll be going up. If you miss any of today's show, just be sure to check out what we did on the podcast. Just search Up On Game, wherever it is you get your podcast from, and be sure to follow, rate, review the podcast. Again, that's search Up On Game, wherever it is you get your podcast, and you'll see this show posted right after we get off the air. Before we let you get up out of here, Cuffs, we got 7 minutes, Playboy, 7 minutes, and I want to hear all about what you're thinking Alabama can do to beat the unstoppable looking UConn Huskies. Hurley has done an amazing job with these dudes. They look to be the clear favorites in winning it all, but what can Alabama do to spoil it and make March more matter than what it already has been?
Man, I love Alabama's run so far. Mark Sears, he looks like a baby Jalen Brunson right now, All-American lefty point guard for Bama. But I don't think Alabama has a chance unless they call Latrell Sprewell, Robert Horry, James Hollywood Robinson. If they go back and get some of the old Bama players, they might have a chance against this UConn juggernaut. But I don't see it happening because Dan Hurley is looking like the best coach in college basketball right now today. He has these guys running like a tight ship. It's all discipline over there. If you watch UConn sets right now, it's precision on offense, man. The screening, the back cut, everything is just looking perfect for UConn. Donovan Klingman, he's dominating inside, 7-footer. You got Tristan Newton, Stephon Castle. You got Cam Spencer. Like, these, they're loaded, man. So I see UConn. I see them cutting down the net overall, but they're definitely going to win this game. I think the point spread is like 11.5. They should cover that easily. Alabama, they just don't have the size. Like Grant Nelson, the transfer from North Dakota State, I love his game. I've been speaking highly of him even when he was at North Dakota State. He's just a little too small inside. And I don't think Alabama has that positional size on the interior to hang with UConn. Because UConn is kind of similar to South Carolina. Like they come at you in waves. You know, they have 8-9 deep, man. They got guys, just, they can play 8-9, 10 deep sometimes. So, it should be, you know, I don't want to say a blowout, but they should cover the spread pretty comfortably. And they should be in a championship game on Monday night. And I think my heart is saying go with NC State. My mind is saying go with Zach Edey and Matt Painter and Purdue, the Boilermakers. You know, but I just want to go out on a limb. I want to say the NC State Wolfpack, they didn't come this far for nothing, LeBron. Like, they didn't come this far for nothing. The 11th seed.
You get caught up into being a fan, bro. You sound like you're talking about the Lakers right now, man. Golly, where's TJ when you need him?
I know. But it's like, I just want to see DJ Burns and NC State get at least to that championship game. I just want to see that 1983 nostalgia where we could see NC State get back. And maybe they could possibly pull off one of the greatest upsets, because if they were to beat UConn, if anybody beats UConn in this Final Four, I would consider that a huge surprise. But I'm going to go with NC State to beat Purdue, and I'm going to go with UConn to destroy the Crimson Tide, man. And I think the championship game, you know, it's going to be a good championship game, but I got UConn winning it.
You know, my thing about this game with UConn and Alabama is, can Alabama run and gun for two halves? right? Like UConn, for as much as you talked about what they've done on offense and the precision on offense, they've been gangsters on defense too, right?
They've guarded
down low very well. They have done so well on perimeter guarding, and that's what Alabama has been able to use to get this far, right? They've shot so well from the outside, but they've also attacked the rim. If they can keep UConn, because UConn is they're long dudes too, and what I've seen from them, they can start slow. Like they sometimes they don't come out as quickly as they need to, and they can let a team get into their rhythm. If Alabama can find a rhythm early on in this game, and it's very, very up-tempo, and it doesn't allow for all that precision that we're talking about and all that execution to take place with UConn, a precision-executed game plan, game flow definitely plays into the favor of UConn. But if Alabama can keep their foot on the gas and don't slow up, and can get through it and do it for two halves, they got a chance to make it a ugly game and a nasty game, and could get UConn out of rhythm and actually create a mismatch, a disadvantage for UConn, even though they've been so well coached, they've been so well prepared. I don't see that happening. I think that we can see spurts of it. But I don't know that Alabama can do it for two halves against this type of team, because I think that they'll figure out a way to adjust. I think they figure out a way to slow down the pace if they need to, and start playing UConn basketball, which leads to them winning. And so I got UConn winning this one against Alabama. And if I'm giving my prediction for the NC State game and Purdue, I really think that NC State is the more athletic team, but I think Purdue is the better shooting team. And I think if it comes down to it in terms of the size and the sets, I think Purdue has the advantage. And I got to say, I think that Purdue is playing too good, too well of basketball right now in order for them to beat Purdue. So I got Purdue going against UConn, and I think UConn is too much for Purdue in the final game. Now we got less than a minute left, but it's Dawn Staley and the Gamecocks, right?
Once again, my heart is telling me Caitlin Clark, man, but I really think South Carolina is going to be too much. Like I said, they're going to play and they're going to hit you with waves. And I think we're going to see Dawn Staley. You know, she's going to be dripped on the sideline. We've seen the outfits. She's going to pull out her best Louis Vuitton for the national championship. And I think she's going to get another national championship. She's going to bring another one back to Columbia, South Carolina. And I'm happy for her, man.
Like, there you go.
She was a great player. She went to Temple. She went to South Carolina. Now she's taking them to the mountaintop. So I can't wait for this weekend's games.
Here we go. That's Cuffs the Legend, man. We appreciate you on. Hour two is coming at you shortly, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.